I posted this a while back, but had to delete it for reasons. I am just reposting this now as requested by some. After I had finished school, I started to work in a nearby town. Working there, I fell in with a new group of people. We liked to party whenever the opportunity arose. It was a pretty wild time. I had a few regular FWBs, among whom was Liz. We didn't know each other that well outside from occasionally getting drunk together and fucking like rabbits. During a party, I met Amy, her younger sister, and my now girlfriend. I didn't know at the time though that Amy and Liz were sisters. I really liked Amy, so I didn't tell her about me and her sister. And when Liz got wind of us dating, she didn't say anything either. Fast forward sometime, we were on a road trip with Liz and a friend of hers. During a night out and after copious amounts of alcohol, the fact that I had banged Amy's sister got out. Liz made a drunken comment about this being like the good old days, when we got blackout drunk, minus the fact that now I would bang Amy into oblivion instead of Liz. As you can imagine, what followed was a weird mix of sightseeing and Amy being mad at me, Liz or no one in particular. After 2 days, Amy seemed to have calmed down. She was still pissed at me for not telling her. But she was talking to me again. It had been a time like on hot coals for me, as I was really afraid Amy would break up with me. We kept talking and working things out, and everything seemed forgotten, at least to a degree. On one day, we split up in pairs. Liz and her friend went shopping, while Amy and I took the car to visit a nearby tourist attraction. As we were driving, things got really rolling. With an inquisitive smile, she pulled up the hem of her dress. Amy suggestively asked me, who had the tighter pussy, she or her sister? There were a few times in my life when the alarm bells in my head shrilled and I was frozen like a deer in headlights, but no moment compares to that one. Amy wasn't wearing any panties, and with the air of a connoisseur, she started to masturbate and moan beside me. Amy gave my manhood an occasional rub through my pants and asked if I wasn't going to answer. If there ever was a moment to shut up and be quiet, it was that one. No good answer to give there. Amy kept rubbing herself and me, which made driving really difficult. Amy told me if I couldn't decide it, she'd need to do some convincing, and seductively licked her lips and moaned loudly. I picked some random forest way and got us out of sight of the main road. I leaned over and practically ripped the top of her dress off. I kissed and sucked on her breasts, while laying one of my hands on hers and guiding it up, down and into her already wet slit. Amy had played with herself for a good while I had been searching for a place to park. So it was no wonder, she was set off like a firework practically immediately. Following that, I got pushed back with force and Amy leaned over to free me of the considerable constraint of my pants. I leaned back and Amy sucked me off. It took some minor acrobatics, but while Amy was sucking me, I kept playing with her sensitive spots. We moved to the back seat for more comfort. The car was big enough for her to take a seat on the bench and having me comfortably sit on my lap to ride me. Amy was moving up and down in a frantic rhythm. She kept touching herself and enjoying my touch on her. Moaning, she kept asking how she compared to her sister. She really was aroused by the thought of me fucking Liz. At the time, I didn't exactly know what Amy was fishing for, but I could tell she was horny as hell. I know now Amy was horny and bothered as fuck because she was really frustrated. The thought of me and Liz had really gotten to her over the last few days. But in different ways than I would have expected. Amy had been angry about me keeping such a big secret, yes. But she was also angry because the same thought of me fucking the lights out of Liz also turned her on. So while Amy kept riding me and asking me things like who was tighter, my brain malfunctioned. I can't explain what I said next any other way. It isn't exactly true. But all those questions and the very weird behavior of Amy led me to answer in a way to egg on Amy, and maybe I also tried to make her a little jealous. She likes to do that to me on a regular basis. I said I thought Amy was wetter, but Liz was tighter. As I said, that is bullshit. But on Amy it had a whole different effect. Those words combined with her wild ride, pushed Amy over the edge. It was Amy's literal first screaming orgasm. We switched to a doggy position with Amy on all fours on the back seat, while I fucked her from behind and sporadically slapped her ass. I told her I liked her ass better than her sister's and followed that with another slap. Amy groaned out loud and she seemed ready to go off at a second's notice again, but I climaxed first. I shot my load into Amy's wet pussy. I knew Amy was close. So with my load slowly dripping out of her, I masturbated her to a last orgasm. As bizarre as the experience had been, it had been one of the hottest of my life. After catching our breaths and kissing her, I mockingly asking Amy if I should show her how I fucked her sister. Amy was back on me in moments. And I did just that. I showed her how I fucked Liz. Amy still gets off on me telling her how I fucked her sister.